Hey guys, it's DJ Jesse Janity, and I want to tell you guys a little bit about TrueCar. TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Just in the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features may not be available in all states, but to see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janet here in studio for The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Bye-bye and bon voyage. I'm joined in studio by my lovely co-host, Courtney Stewart.
What's up, everybody?
And our newest co-host, Miss English Ooh, Cleveland.
Hi.
Welcome to the team, girl.
Thank you.
Corinne Williams will be back with us next week. Unfortunately, Stephanie Bauer has just upped and left us, y'all.
She left us.
So tweet her and send her all your hate mail.
Yeah.
Real Housewives is back. I have been waiting for this show to come back.
Me too.
It is like the holy grail of reality TV shows.
Yes.
Miss Lanithia is back on my TV screen in the way I want her to be.
Are you sure?
Well, I want to see her on reality TV. I don't want to see her in no drag, nothing, no TV, no drag Broadway, no none of that. But that's all good. Let's talk about Miss Nene. Miss Nene is in Vegas working.
Yes.
She too busy for these
She's too busy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be fighting with all these girls all the time.
So her and Greg are in Vegas. Greg's rocking the fitted.
Mm-hmm. Greg.
That fitted.
What is Greg's job?
He is her personal assistant. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. I guess he just gave up working now because she's very rich. So she doesn't.
I just want that sex tape to leak.
Ew.
Not that I want to like watch it for any pleasure points, but I just really want. I feel like I just really think that they be going in on each other.
Really?
Like,
I do. Greg have a sex tape?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they do, but I'm just saying. I would be interested to watch that to see Miss Lanithia's tricks and then to see Greg with his fitted and his dress socks. Like
he was body rolling today. I don't want to see him naked. Oh God, no!
And then you know the other thing was
like popping his old man belly. No,
and Nene's talking about feeling comfortable being naked. I'm like, girl.
Well, she's comfortable naked and like all of that, but she don't want to talk about it. She's been like that though.
Yeah,
remember way back when they were like talking about her freak number and all that? Yeah. She's like, I'm not like that. But I was a stripper.
But you spread your leg. So she's doing Zumanity, which is a Circus Soleil thing in New York, New York. And it's like the sex show.
Yeah.
Right. So she's getting done her little drag queen wig and whatnot. Mm-hmm. All right.
And she kept that wig and went on Watch What Happens Live last night.
Oh,
she did? Uh-oh.
With that wig?
It was cut shorter, so it was sort of like, everyone's like, it's serving Marilyn Monroe, but it was kind of like sitting away from her.
Yeah, everyone was hating on her makeup from that.
It was interesting.
Why?
I think it was because she was super contoured. So like, even like, she just looked like a bird almost. Like, just her features were very narrow. So I assume they like really contoured her face, but she also had like this real pale lipstick on, so her lip It's looked strange.
Her lip did like this?
Well, it just looked like, it was like permanent duck lips. But like, but she couldn't have gotten, I don't think she got them injected, like plumped up or anything. Oh. But it did kind of look like that just because of the frostiness of
the
lipstick.
Have stuff you can put on it, does it for a little bit.
But I mean, she already had full lips. Like, I don't know. They just looked weird. But her legs look great. She's got great legs.
She does. Good legs.
Nene's knees.
She got them legs, honey.
So Greg brings up talking about orgies. I have a question. Is a threesome considered an orgy?
No.
What's considered an orgy? Four or more.
I don't know.
That's where I stand on it.
But it does sound more appropriate, like four people.
I mean, a threesome's a threesome.
But a foursome.
But beyond that is, a foursome isn't a thing.
So it's not like a
love threesome is a thing.
Pentagon.
I mean, if you have a pentagon, you're doing some wild shit. Can't be a part of that. But I'd classify that as an orgy.
Let's move over to Miss Kenya and Cynthia.
Lord.
Okay.
This one.
Y'all with the memes on Instagram. You seen the one with Cynthia and she's staring like this on Kenya and it says, the moment you realize you replace velvet.
Right. That's true.
Well, she needed a replacement, y'all. She was all by herself. Velvet dead. Did nobody care that she got dragged on the floor? Like, she had a rough...
Okay.
For her.
So Kenya,
and she had to travel the world by herself. Yeah, all those pictures, she didn't have anybody in them with her.
Well, she had the African prince.
He wasn't in none of those pictures. He was by himself.
Right. He must have been in Africa still. Mm-hmm. So Kenya and Cynthia, they're talking, and you know, Kenya's back from traveling the world,
mm-hmm. and so depressed.
She just
had to get out of Atlanta.
Yeah, because she's humiliated for being attacked in front of the world, and it's very difficult to live through.
That's a real feeling, though. She should be humiliated. She got dragged to the floor on national television.
She should be humiliated that she came on national television with a wand, a crown, and a damn
that
scepter.
That too, but getting dragged by Portia on the floor, I would be embarrassed. I would not want to show my face in public for a while.
But honestly, until she said it, I actually forgot about it. Because Kenya isn't like a sweet person. So yeah. Not like she deserves it. But she's very,
cares.
Like, no one really, like, no. When she was saying, like, if it happened to Candy or if it happened to Nene, everyone would run to their side. No one ran to Kenya's side. Shouldn't she think and wonder, like, hating on me? It's because actually no one really likes you because you're a bully.
Because you antagonized the whole situation.
Right.
But
it was still wrong.
Portia never should have did that. And I do feel like,
not on camera,
but no.
Right, that's what you do in a back alley.
No,
after
I just
it's
feel
over.
Like I feel like Portia needs to apologize to in some aspect.
She should
of
have
it.
Yeah, because she knows she got out of pocket, or she wouldn't have freaked out and passed out on the floor and screaming to Jesus and everything else that she was doing. She was a wreck. And she knows she got out of pocket, but she just thinks it was justified. But you still, if you know you did something wrong, even if it was semi-justified, you should say, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, Kenya was still shading, even in her tears and all. She said, no, I just... don't understand why everyone, you know, looks at ignorance as a handicap. You know, I know Portia's handicap, but girl.
At which point, there's no way we can have sympathy for you, Kenya, because you keep failing, man. You're just as bad as man. I just can't.
Now Cynthia is talking about she's better without Nene in her life. Oh, everything is so much happier, and you know, life is just
well. I mean,
that's good.
I don't like when she said the whole, like, my marriage is better. I'm like, why was your marriage a problem with me? But I do kind of get, like, when you have a friend that is either a needy friend or somebody that you're constantly trying to, like, work within their boundaries because they are so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're finally done with that friend, it is kind of like, okay.
But it was her fault that she was trying to
Well, that's the point. Like, it's always your fault because you choose your friends.
Yeah.
But there is sometimes you get in relationships with friends that end up being super needy friends or super the friend that, like, you adjust for because they're, like, the emotional friend. I'm saying needy is needy. I mean, that's relative. Like, it could just be needy because you have to be a certain way to be around needy. So it might have just been effort to be her friend in a way that some friendships should be slightly effortless, and maybe it wasn't an effortless relationship. So to not have to feel like you got to please Nene or be in line with Nene probably is a relief.
See, I feel like Cynthia built up those expectations because, like, you started it out by signing papers. Like, we have to have boundaries and guidelines and like all this. Now I'm up for, you know, cause I'm a very honest person. So when I have a conversation with, and especially now in my life, mm-hmm. like I'm honest. I want to know where you're at in your life. Like, can we click and all that? But like paperwork, like, and she still has it four right. or five seasons later.
I just think it's weird that now she's jumping on the bandwagon of the next most popular person on the show. Mm. I think that's really strange.
Is it that, or is it...
Because they weren't really friends yeah. because what? Her she wasn't really Kenya's friend because Nene didn't really like Kenya. And remember, like, the coochie bikini...
Cutter. Yeah, made and it all of that shade.
Like, they were never really cool after that. Well, but like now she's, like, hugging her.
Well, the last season, they were trying, like, to do things together and, like, trying to, like, not be enemies, at least. Like, trying to be around each other. Because they did the model... Cert after the dude models or whatever when she had her mm-hmm. charity
but then
or whatever.
She lied on her friend.
But then she lied on her friend a little bit. So, I mean, I think that she just, now that Nene is not a factor, it's obviously that she could possibly bond with Kenya for real because obviously she was loyal to Nene to begin with and Nene was the number one. So if Nene don't like Kenya, she's not going to cross that boundary, but that boundary doesn't exist anymore.
And I feel like for Cynthia, Kenya is the best opportunity for Cynthia on right. the show. Like, realistically, if she wanted a real friend, she would go to Phaedra and Candy.
Right, right.
Phaedra.
Because they sit at home and they actually cook and do, like, home stuff. Normal. They're married. I mean, Nene's married, but well, you know what I mean?
Phaedra.
right. Wait on right, right, right.
And so with Kenya, it's like, you know, okay, she's younger. She, well, I don't know about all that, but...
She's not younger. What are
but
you
she puts out this... She can help make Cynthia more relevant than if Cynthia was to hang out with Phaedra and Candy.
Right, I get it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. on a show, I mean, and on a show level, obviously, that draws tension because there's a problem with Nene and Cynthia, and mm-hmm. if she goes to Kenya, that's just going to be more drama, so it's good TV. But I think there is a slight element that she actually did sympathize with Kenya about the fight and how nobody else gave a crap that she got dragged, and... She felt, because I would feel kind of bad. Yeah. I would be kind of like,
I would say, yeah, my friend dang. Messed up, but you, like, I
but
know
Cynthia's
how.
Cynthia's not really friends with Portia. Like, they're cool, they're but cool. they're not friends.
But that was kind of the relationship with Kenya as well.
Yeah.
So now it's like, it just seems very blatant. Like, now she's, I'm friends with Kenya because I'm not friends with Nene.
Mm hmm.
So.
I mean, if this friendship, I mean, when Claudia comes, it's going to be so much tea. So,
so is
much
Claudia
DMT.
A regular? Is
no.
She, so she's like Portia.
No.
I think she's going to become a regular once she gets introduced.
Really?
Okay.
Because I was so thankful that
she's not on the picture
holding
the
peach. I was
very glad.
And
did you notice they did a new opening?
Yeah.
They did.
Finally.
They changed it. Yeah. Finally.
Good.
Candy and Todd. Candy's yelling at Todd to help her. They're married. Candy's about to change her name. She still hasn't done that yet.
No. It takes a while. That's a lot of paperwork.
And then we find out that Kayla's going to be staying with them for some time.
I bet she is.
Mm-hmm.
Moving to the money house. I'm just kidding.
Did we know that he didn't know that that was his daughter till she was five?
I feel like they said that before, but maybe I just made that up.
I forgot he even had a kid.
I remember the kid on the from the wedding episodes.
Oh, okay.
So Candy thinks, you know, wants Todd to spend a lot of time with Kayla and the girls, and she feels that Kayla should get her license mm-hmm. and maybe get a range.
His old range.
His old range. Mm-hmm. And Todd's looking like...
No, boo.
She can get a Honda, Toyota, Kia, mm-hmm. Hyundai.
She's like, started from the bottom.
Sonata.
Right, because she ain't here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a very interesting rift. I can't wait to see... where this goes because it's fun to see that
is.
Relationship because Candy got what's her name
Riley's room when they flashed to Riley's room it was hilarious
I was like
a whole suite just wow
how your bedroom feel like I'm on Dance Dance Revolution
right.
like I can't
it is like that exactly mm-hmm. like that
he thinks Riley has too much and then Candy keeps bringing up this baby thing
baby
which how baby. Old is Candy
she's like 37 I believe
yeah
somewhere in there.
Almost 40
mm-hmm.
So I get it time's ticking you want to push the clock but it's like y'all just got married y'all haven't even adjusted to the fact that like the two kids.
Everyone just started liking Todd.
You know what I mean? Well, and, I mean, we don't even know where Mama stands.
We know Mama don't like him.
So I'm just looking like, I get the baby thing, and they haven't been using protection for a year. I'm looking like...
Well, see, that's... I mean...
Is this chasing Maria Menounos?
Similar stories. I don't know. I mean, she got to start trying now, because if she's got to do some kind of fertility treatments, the sooner she knows. Sorry, ladies. After 35, we don't know what can happen.
Then they get into the conversation about Apollo and Phaedra, because we find out that... Phaedra is, when she found out when the date, sentencing date was, Phaedra took the kids and brought them to a hotel.
In Augusta, honey.
Yes.
Because, she left town.
She said because of paparazzi.
I didn't see no paparazzi.
That looked like an empty driveway to me.
So did. I mean, they could have been on the curb.
Yeah, I do think that there I do think that there probably was paparazzi.
There was probably a paparazzo.
There was probably a lot at court, but not at her house.
See, I don't know. I'm so used to the Hollywood out here, like, where you'd be seeing, like, the TMZs or, like, the fake little blogs be running up everywhere. And I can imagine Atlanta, what types of people are up at there. Imagine with Chateau Charest, them motherfuckers was out there looking
we are reporting from Chateau Charest.
That's true.
So I guess in that way, it's probably even scarier because it's, like, not even legit.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a man outside online with a wig.
My neighbor is reporting live.
So, I don't know, but I just really mess with Candy because Candy's such a loyal friend to Phaedra.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, you know, let's get into the debate about Phaedra and Apollo.
Yes.
I understand, to an extent, Phaedra's situation. Okay. And we're going to go, we're going to pretend we never read that book, Real Lives of a Housewife, or whatever that was.
That didn't exist.
We're going to pretend that, you know what I mean? We're going to pretend like what the story they are telling us is what we are going to believe, all
right? Right.
If we were to go that route. The way Candy explained it is, I've been in prison. I know what that feeling's like, so I wouldn't have a problem taking Riley up in there, because...
Well, she's been to visit prisons, to make sure.
She's never been.
Not been in prison.
Where Phaedra, you know, that's new to her, so... And every time Phaedra keeps talking about it...
Phaedra's been in there. She has clients.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you.
But for as far as her kids, though, are concerned...
But people don't have to bring their kids. Like, I wouldn't bring my child if my husband went to jail. I just don't think it's the environment that needs to be in their mind.
Right. I totally agree with that.
And so...
And they're way too young.
And they're way too young. So why would you... I can't touch you. Now I have to explain to why you can't touch your dad. It's just weird. So I don't think she has to, like, take the kids. But she signed up for this marriage.
So do you think she should have went to the sentencing?
Yes. Just like Candy
said. Are you okay
said.
With her leaving the house? Not staying at the house?
I think Phaedra is dramatic, and I think Phaedra knew what Apollo was doing, because just like any woman or any man, if you're married and this is your husband, you know what time he goes to work, you know what time he's eating his salad, because you packed it for him, you knew if he cheated and went and ate some McDonald's that day for lunch, you know where your what your man was doing. If your man can brag about that he was tricking off $10,000 for these strippers last season, then where is the money going? If you have money to be tricking out $10,000, why don't you buy me a Birkin? Where is my Chanel bag? Why are you supporting these women that you don't even know?
Ooh. Well, I mean, girl, I ain't mad at him for going to damn strip club.
No, I am mad at him for spending $8,000 at the strip club.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Like, okay. Come
especially
on.
You owe the government
LaToya
one point.
Might need to go to college, but we got two kids. Right. They got to go to college, too.
Hello.
$1.9 million.
So with Phaedra, when she says a lot of her stuff in confessionals and a lot, I don't believe her.
As far as what?
Anything. It's hard to believe a lot that she says. She knows Apollo's background. She knew where he came from. So for me, it's like at this point, you're signing up for something that you know this person could possibly do it again. They could possibly go down that road and not have faith in them, but still, like, it's going to be in the back of your mind. So if he's making millions of dollars and you don't know where the money's going, where's the money coming from?
Where's the millions of dollars coming from?
That's why it was like, I'm trying to be Team Phaedra. Like, I understand it's upsetting and it's frustrating and you have kids. I actually disagree. I do think she should probably take the kids to the prison to see him because they are so young. Mm. And they're, And because he's going to be gone for 5 years. So for them, why and more younger? Than likely, it's not going to be plastic, like, in between them. More than likely, they'll be in a room at a table and can mm-hmm. hold hands or whatever.
Why do you feel it's better younger?
Well, I'm not saying it's better younger, but I think it's all the more important because they're in developmentally age where they will have no recollection of their father if they don't go see him at all. Mm-hmm. So they're... And you married a criminal. So, like... You made a criminal their father, and that's not to say that people can't change, and obviously you hoped he would change, but you knew who he was when you married him. He was straight out of jail. Mm-hmm. So, and then going on that also, you didn't, she's like, I was busy, I was working, I was going being to class, I was doing a bye. If you were being a wife, and suddenly your felonious, or is that the right word? Felonious? Whatever. Your felony convicted husband can suddenly make all of this money to, like, buy you a new BMW that you apparently didn't like because he mm-hmm. was upset about that last season, that he had to take the BMW back because she didn't like it. And all this other stuff, like, you don't be like, wait a minute, boo. Mm-hmm. I thought you were working for the repo man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That only makes, like, $20 an hour. Mm-hmm. How did you buy that car?
Of course.
You were complacent in it. Yes. And you were being like, okay, because you know you want, and I kind of buy when they fight at the end of the episode.
Yep.
With him talking about how she will hold on to the checks, yep. and he was like the house man, and I buy that she got pregnant, mm-hmm. and based on her faith and her family, where she came from, she could not get married to this person. Mm-hmm. He probably was like, boo, I can't do all that and be with you being right now. She was like, no, it's cool. And then he's starting, fine. He's like, fine, and he's cute, you know, so they get married, and now he is kind of making a come up because he's at least working. So mm-hmm. she's expecting him, you a black man, you in my house, you gonna mm-hmm. pay some bills. Mm-hmm. And so he feels like he's got to keep up with that. And that's where he got caught up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they say happened to Joe Giudice on New mm-hmm. Jersey.
Yeah.
He was trying to keep it up for his wife.
And that, I mean, that's
and
basically
that.
What he was saying. I mean,
right.
when they came in studio, when
yeah,
we were talking
two
to them.
2 years ago? What
yeah.
was that? Yeah.
When we talked to them outside of filming mm-hmm. and I mean he was a really cool guy and he kept talking about all these businesses, side businesses that he invests into, a lot of property, and he has offices in the same building as Phaedra. Mm-hmm. So I mean, like, she clearly knows he only got one job because mm-hmm. he was openly discussing that.
Yeah.
So my thing with Phaedra is, like, I totally agree. I feel like at this moment, because she doesn't understand what's going on with the kid, like, with the situation, the kids should be with mama, past a mama, mm-hmm. away.
Let them go be in the country. And yeah.
So that she can be, because she is a wife still,
mm-hmm.
so her and Apollo can have these conversations.
Pray.
Without yes. the mother being there.
Yeah. Why did the mama not leave the room and be like, okay, I'm going to go to the kitchen and make some lemonade. Y'all want
and
some?
Take
and
the
be
kid.
Done. Thank you. It was so awkward. I'm like, why are they having this conversation? And her mama just sitting there like...
Because
at least she didn't say anything. But then when she did finally chime in, I was like, really? He did not say that.
Yeah.
She was like, well, if you weren't ready to get married, why'd you get married? Well, because she was pregnant and y'all was making us. How about that?
Right, pastor.
Hello.
Mm. Sip that tea. Michael, Apollo's brother, shows up.
Where did he come from?
That's not girl.
I'm sorry. I don't know why it made me laugh, but I was like, all right,
I mean,
Michael, welcome
laugh,
to
though.
The season.
I
couldn't right. help it. I was like, oh, he's cute.
It threw me off because
he looked like
reading...
the Lego boy on the Lego movie. I was like, he's so cute. He looks like a little,
he does
like
look
the Lego
like,
boy.
Right,
he looked like every kid I went to high school with back home in the Boondocks. So Michael shows up. He threw me off because reading the book Secret Lies of a Housewife, they talk about this brother, and that was not what I was envisioning in my head.
You're like, he looks like Apollo, probably taller, buffer.
At all, but I don't think this was...
Like.
Actually, I don't think this was the actual brother. I think he has another brother mm-hmm. who did the time with him.
Oh.
So this brother, they have the same mom, different father. Apollo says there was no paparazzi. He's upset with Phaedra not helping him or writing a letter.
She wouldn't even write a letter.
But what does a letter do?
I don't know. She probably could have written to the judge, maybe to...
My husband didn't do this.
Like, to try to get him to be as lenient as possible, maybe, for the sentencing.
But how does that... But how does that affect if she's in the legal world?
But listen, I feel like Phaedra took a smart role because, he said... They could have took her house. They could have took her car. She's acting like, because Phaedra is an actress, she's like, I didn't know anything about it. So in that case, they can't step. She can say, my husband was doing this behind my back. Joe and Teresa were both signing these papers.
Well, see, that's the thing. So, that what makes me think she's all the more...
smarter.
All the more, complicit in it? Because she was very aware that she needed to maintain a certain amount of separation.
Yes.
And maybe it was just, oh, we got married. I know he's the criminal. I'm going to keep my finances completely separate because
probably, because a lot of their arguments were so stupid and it seemed like Phaedra was just moody last season. When you rethink about it, she probably found out what he was doing. She's like, this nigga about to go to jail. Yep. So I'm going to act like I hate his guts. I don't like the BMW because you bought it with stolen money. Take it back. I don't want nothing. She just was playing the role. So this doesn't have any effect on Phaedra.
See, my thing is I'm trying to sit here and think, is this all a plan? Is Apollo and Phaedra, are they both acting? Does Apollo know that Phaedra knows and this is his way of helping and covering it up too?
They benefited from each other. I don't think that they're playing. I think he is really wanting her support. But really? I think he benefited from her because he got out of jail and
had
to be on a show and make some more fraudulent money. And she had a fine guy on her arm and was able to have two kids.
And not have to be a baby mama. Mm-hmm.
So Apollo gets 8 years, which he thinks he'll only have to serve
probably
5.
Probably do like 5, yeah.
5 is a long time.
Apollo sits with Michael and his mom, and they're talking about, you know, he wants to be a part of his kid's life because he doesn't want the same thing to happen with, you know, his mother and him. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is all real stuff. I know we needed to see it in the first episode because it's been so much time, but it was just really too deep for my time.
For your Real Housewives.
For my Real Housewives tea. Right. Like, I wanted Claudia, come on, I wanted nails, I wanted shade, I wanted fans. Like, I was looking for Mortal Kombat. And
we didn't see any.
Felt like I was watching Ayanna Fix My Life.
Yeah, we didn't see any of them.
No. So Phaedra goes and talks to Candy, and she's just not sure what she wants to do with this whole situation. When she comes back to the house, Apollo's throwing all types of shade while he's playing that damn pool table.
But why? You know, it's weird. I thought about it. Apollo never took the more remorseful role, as in, like, I'm sorry. No. The only thing he said was, like, you know, I'm gonna miss my boys. But he wasn't very humble, like, you know what? I was trying to make easy money. I am sorry. This is affecting my family, my kids.
But can he say that, though, legally?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, he's already been convicted.
He was just like, I'll probably have to do 5 years. Like, it was no big deal.
And he technically said it that with his mom by saying, like, I was obviously addicted to fast money and easy money. But he's probably just caught up in his feelings with Phaedra. And he's, like done really with the policy. Like, because I feel like he's very frustrated that she is pretending to have no responsibility in the situation whatsoever.
But when he did his confessional to, like, us to tell us exactly what happened, you would have thought, as, like, a parent and a father and, like, someone that's apologetic, if he is, to say, you know what, I'm sorry, I messed up. Because most people are like, if you really cared about your sons, then why would you do that?
Phaedra's probably looking at him like, look, you stupid motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, if you ain't sitting here thinking about, you want me to raise my hand, what's going to happen with our kids?
Right.
And I think it just comes to that, like, you're the man, you're the husband, and it's like, if you got yourself caught up in this, even if Phaedra was involved, the smartest thing for her to do is to separate herself from this, because the kids will get taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
Or go to
There's literally a book written about all of their schemes.
And she's still having to deal with that, because she was just supposed to be doing the deposition finally for that case, like a month ago, maybe. I think they were finally requiring her to do it, and she was all bitter about it. But
and he made it seem like when he was like, he made it seem like I wouldn't have gotten caught if my friend didn't, or the lady didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long do you want to live this lifestyle?
Well, I mean, I guess this is why to try to be the devil's advocate, but it doesn't really work because he's on TV. But theoretically speaking, the idea that he continues a criminal lifestyle is because it is difficult to darn near impossible to be a felony convicted person and then go get a job anywhere to do anything.
Right.
Even down to a freaking McDonald's. Like, don't get it. Like, my parents ran a Quiznos. If somebody had checked, I have a felony conviction. We were not trying to hire them.
Yeah.
So, and then to try to be living the lifestyle that once he impregnated Phaedra, he needed to live, so to speak, to be with her, then I get it. But then it goes, dang, boo, but you on the Housewives. Like, can't that little $5,000 check every whatever? I mean, what is he making? Like, 60 grand to be on the show, maybe?
Well, that, and it's like...
That's like middle income.
Look at all the...
And in Atlanta, that's good money.
They would be fine. Yeah. Because she's making all the money and he made some.
But beyond that, look at the network that he has now. Like,
yeah.
You could be working over at Bar One. You could be working at the Bailey Agency. You could be working at, you know what I mean?
Or like, Nene's personal assistant. Own show. Like, they were talking
about...
Booty
fitness.
Right. I mean, well, that didn't work out.
Well, I think it was just because he included Phaedra. If he had just, like, done his own. Like, let him be a workout person, he might have succeeded. Because he's fairly cute and...
Yeah, like, at-home exercises for women.
Exactly. Because he only got unattractive when he started to seem really dumb. Yeah. Which was last season and a little bit now. But you know,
I mean, do you really want Apollo to be smart though?
I mean, I want him to not be dumb. I don't like dumb.
Yeah, he's been in jail long enough to have read a lot of books,
you know, at least one.
Right, to have a lot of knowledge on.
Yeah,
something.
But I feel like Apollo
went down for like 8 years the first time too, right?
Yeah, he's been. That's why it's nothing to him. He's like, oh, it's just 5 years. I'll be out.
Yeah, like.
But he has a prison mentality.
Yeah, when you talk him like that, oh yeah, you know, I'll be out after 5 years. Like, build a snuggle
but bar. I guess when you're facing 5 years versus 30,
that's true.
You're
that's crazy.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna be okay. 30 years would have been like, your kids would be grown. Oh well. And then he was like, I don't want your. What was he trying to say at the end? That's when I was like, dang, you are dumb. He was like, I don't come back without your car or without my house.
Living
like,
in an apartment.
Baby, you're going to be living in an apartment. You're probably going to be in a halfway house.
Right.
And you won't have a car. Like, who's going to keep your car for you while you're in?
And what really made it really funny is like, this is all my stuff.
Yeah.
Like, calm down.
Just because you stayed at home and pointed to the contractors what to do. Why did she marry me?
Because she was pregnant, but you knew that.
I don't want to be in this relationship no more. I've tried. What have you tried?
It's really sad when he said that, because it's like, boo, you're not in the relationship anymore because you're going to jail. And you say that as if it's like harmful to her in some way for you to be like, I'm done. She's right. Obviously done or completely. Not caring if you're done one way or the other. So I didn't feel he should have been vindicated by that at all. He was kind of just looking stupid.
But does the selfishness need to stop?
I don't feel selfishness from him. I feel touched in the brain.
He's special.
And I think he obviously screwed up horribly, but I think he's special.
But do we feel bad for Apollo?
I do.
I do, but kind of. I feel like Phaedra's a hard person to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she's out for herself. And
she's a Scorpio.
And he's more out for himself. So those kind of relationships don't really...
See...
Like, they don't have, like, a common ground.
I feel like Apollo's very, like, about the family, but then doesn't tell Phaedra about the stuff he be doing during certain hours.
Right.
And Phaedra's the type of bitch, like, look... We rocking. I'm moving this way. If you ain't in the carriage with me,
right?
Then that's your fault.
Bye.
Do you think that Apollo has cheated on Phaedra?
Yeah, I kind of do.
You think he's cheated?
I do.
I kind of feel like they just don't have that kind of relationship where it's cheating. Like I feel
like
they
it's okay.
Do whatever they want.
I kind of feel like that too. And as we see...
Let's head into predictions.
Oh, wait. We didn't talk about Portia real quick.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yep. We need to talk about... Go ahead. With her new titties. Go ahead. And her half-naked photo shoot.
I just have one question. What? What are you doing?
For the titties or
the I mean,
photo
the
shoot?
Titties, the photo shoot for your hair. I get it. I guess you needed summer hair and you want it to be hot. Like, I don't know. But she was just real, real excited to be dancing around in her... thong bikini-ishness. And then when Candy came in and it's like, I was gonna ask you if anybody been squeezing on him. Okay, Candy.
I just look at Portia like, you know, I'm happy she's a free woman,
she's
a new
happy.
Woman. And I feel like now she's able to be the Portia that she is.
Was she in the opening?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is interesting because
they said she's not.
Wait,
because
she wasn't. Yeah, well, maybe they'll switch her out.
That is shame.
That'll be really weird.
Right, because Claudia ain't even gonna... If they switched her out for Claudia and Claudia's... What's his name?
That'll be hilarious.
And that is not. That is rude.
I think it's
hilarious.
We didn't
talk about Bar One closing.
Because we didn't care.
I'm just like, I thought the shit was closed seasons ago.
I did too. Oh. And he's opening up one in Charlotte. He's another.
He did open
Apollo.
It.
He has some shady stuff happening.
But I feel like he knows too. Better people.
Yeah.
I think he's the old hustler, so he ain't gonna get caught.
Right, exactly. Because he's like, it was foreclosed on. He probably wasn't paying that rent, and it was getting foreclosed on, so he was just probably holding on mm-hmm. to it, collecting all the money, so he can open up this one in Charlotte.
And then Cynthia held her old building, just in case. Aww.
Which is right across the street.
Yeah, they have a weird relationship, too. It's very business, like... I don't know.
See, that's the one that I think is like this. We talked about this last season. I just think that Cynthia's stigmatized and it doesn't matter what Peter does.
Yeah.
Because he's just putting it down like that all the time and yeah. she can't think straight.
Hey, then get it,
and
girl.
She just roll with it. Because he be doing some wild itch.
He does do
crazy. He's like, you want to go in business with me now? No, you have not had a successful business yet.
At all.
Right. She's like, here's $30,000.
And now you need more money for
yes.
me?
I'm like, didn't y'all just get in a fight 2 years ago when y'all were getting married about you spending like half all of her savings or something on a business?
Then
like,
you
no.
Bought me a car with my own money.
Didn't tell me you were buying it. Like, who are these people? I don't understand money and like a non-full disclosure about money in a relationship. I will never understand.
Well, my thing is like, you dated Russell Simmons. What's Peter giving you other than the dick?
Dick, really good dick without a lisp.
See, I need to find some dick like that. Shit, these bitches fucking that credit up and all that. Like, I ain't
right.
saying
but
I
not
damn.
For nothing. Right. Oh well, I don't know.
Mm-mm. Sip my tea on that. No.
But it has to be that because he does. What else is he doing?
Mm. He's a good talker. That's the thing.
Well, then I mean, yeah, them lips can probably
mouth.
Talk
it's
to something else
lips,
too.
It's the tongue,
right?
That's what's happening.
On that note, let's head into predictions. Nene gets her opening night. She looked pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Kind
of. I thought that was like silent. Like, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. Nene, she's doing that. Mama Joyce is back.
Yup, yup. Mm-hmm.
Clocking Todd's sperm.
Yes, she is.
And then... Kenya's back. And she's spilling rumors about Phaedra. Mm-hmm. Meeting up with Apollo, talking about, were we ever in LA? Like, really?
Are we still having this conversation 3 years later? Really?
Why? You're about to go to jail.
It doesn't matter.
You're in a fight with your wife. Why are you meeting up with Kenya Moore?
Thirsty
for attention.
He's going to have all the water he wants in jail. He just needs to go have a seat.
And what are you guys thinking about this whole Cordell, Claudia Jordan thing?
I think it's
thing?
So exciting.
I think it's exciting too, but I don't know if it's real.
I think it's going to be so whack though, because they're going to get us all hype about it. Like, oh my God, that's going to be so whack. And it's going to turn out to be so dumb.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like that
good.
Too. And I feel like that about the Kenya and Apollo thing too.
Of course.
Oh, that's all.
Because there's nothing else for that to do. Like, we beat that horse to death. Can it just die?
Right. Like, if Kenya goes to meet up with Apollo now to get.
Like
her
the
boots
only thing
knocked,
be,
like, girl,
exactly.
I'd be like, girl, he going to jail. And he married.
I would be excited. I'm like, can y'all just finally fucking get it over with
right.
so we can stop debating whether it happened or not? Just go eat each other up and enjoy it, and then we can talk about that. That would be more interesting at this point.
That would actually.
It would be more interesting.
We would have a good after show.
That would be a great
right,
after show.
We need y'all to step it up after this episode. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm glad we're resetting the table and all that, but we need to get turned up a little more.
Yeah.
On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
And I'm Pink English.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.